tired.
So, shall we now welcome our lovely guest of the show?
Oh.
It is, yes. The one and only, Craig David!
Yay!
How are you? In the studio! Yay. Craig, hello. Red button. Give all the viewers a wave there, Craig, on one of the cameras. There we go.
There he is.
Look at him. Look at his machine.
Feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I feel all right. I feel like I feel a tiny bit tired, but like not sleepy tired.
Mm.
I'm a little bit out of it. And I'm worried that I'm a little bit away with the fairies.
But you know that Craig is like Mr. Health and Fitness. He's
Well, me too.
Yeah, but exactly. You're very into your nutrition, your exercise. But I know that you party hard and that you stay up till the wee hours of the morning partying. What tips would you give to Chris and Dave?
That's Dave, by the way.
I know, we've met.
You know, but I don't think we've spoken in this link.
You're not ahead.
Okay, fine.
It's a big thing. I'd say hold back on the shots of tequila.
Yeah.
That's not going to really
don't
help
do
you
that.
Right
we can't do them at work anyway. No. They don't like it.
Going in for Krispy Kremes won't really help you right now.
No, don't do that. No sugar.
Hold back on the donuts. But I would continue with the kind of strawberry milkshake that you've got.
Protein shake, my friend.
Oh, protein shake.
Protein shake, Mr. David.
Keeping it low on the carbs.
Low on the carbs, sir.
And lots of water as well.
Protein.
Lots of water.
Yep.
And fruit and nuts.
And
also.
Ease up on the coffee.
Because protein's great for your brain, isn't it? It's just really good to.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I can prove that at the moment. I've got to be honest with you.
It's very good for the brain.
You haven't got the shaky feeling yet. You know, that kind of cold, kind of. No. Insular. No?
We're on the final push. Now, it's a long push.
It's amazing.
But we have less than 23 hours to go. And by the way, that's us. We've extended this marathon run several times, but this is the final push. If we go through to 10:30 tomorrow morning, that'll be 52 hours.
That's ridiculous.
That's on the new world record. Yeah. New Radio 1 record. All good. So, yeah, if we go for 10:30 tomorrow morning, we've got less than 23 hours to go.
But you should really now push towards breaking the Radio 1 record as your next target.
Yeah,
because then you can sort of mentally start all over again for the next push to do the world record.
Yes, ma'am.
Just aim for that. So like 8 hours, if that, isn't it? Seven and a half hours.
Yes, ma'am.
The money you've raised.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It's all good.
Incredible amount of money.
Craig, obviously you're doing your bit for Red Nose Day as well. Yeah. And you've been on the Fantastic Desert Trek, which is on TV tonight, which I'll definitely be watching. I'm really excited.
9 o'clock on BBC World and HD?
Yes.
That's the one.
It certainly is. You'll have to subscribe to that because you'll miss it because you'll still be here.
Do you want to know the truth?
What?
Already done it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I really have.
Love it.
You've had to plan your life completely, look, for the next week.
No, the advert came on for it the other day. And do you know what they have on the certain generic satellite box you have?
Yes.
It often says, remind me when the little advert comes on. So I'm like, oh, I'll have that. BBC One HD, record, lovely, boom, I'm all over it.
I did hear the voiceover for that trail, and it said, if you thought Kilimanjaro was hard, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa there, actually. You're having a walk in the sunshine, we climbed a mountain,
come on.
Oh, here we go.
Blisters on the feet, I mean, we can try and...
I'd work with Richard Curtis about that.
Yeah, plus, Craig had to walk with Scott Mills for a week.
And Ollie Murs.
And the Scorpions.
Who was your favourite out of the gang? Did you really bond with a particular individual?
Do you know?
I know who you're going to say.
Who?
Do you know? No one actually in particular, because we got to spend...
You didn't like any of them?
By the end, I was just like, Lord.
Right.
No, do you know what? It was like we got to spend an ample amount of time with each person.
Mm.
So we walked for a good, like, 2-3 hours with each person on a rotation. So you ended up just kind of really bonding with everyone. I think maybe 2 more weeks out there could have been kind of interesting.
Who was your least favourite person?
No real least person, even.
Really?
I know.
Yeah, there were one of the guys who was one of the trek leaders. Not our guy, Jed. He was a very, very lovely guy. He was, like, one of the main ones. But there's another one who put us through our paces.
Yeah. Really?
He sort of said, I have no more water left. He's like, well, you need to keep on walking, my friend. I'm like, well, I have no water.
Oh, that's
well,
you
better keep
you
on walking.
That.
I'm like, well, okay, well, I thought I was one of the fittest here, but they've got no water either.
Yeah.
That will keep you walking. And that, I think he could have just chilled himself.
Don't you know who I am?
And there was
a few holes.
It's more like, don't you know that I need water?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it, though, Craig?
Do you know what? The experience was incredible. When the first day we got to see treatment being done on one person who'd had trachoma for 3 years.
Yeah.
So they were blind for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for £5, which is what one donation of the treatment costs, the person within 20 minutes could have their eyesight back.
Seriously?
Yeah, so to see someone who hasn't been able to see for 3 years, who thinks that they've lost their sight forever, to next thing have their eyesight back, this God-given gift.
It's incredible.
That's
the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So once we saw that the first day, it made the whole trek, like, we knew what we were doing.
Right, let's get walking, put those boots on,
let's
go.
Let's keep going.
So are you watching this? You're watching somebody who is blind, suddenly get their eyesight back after 3 years. You're there and you see this happen.
Yeah, it's like it's a very simple procedure.
And did they go, oh my god, it's Craig David!
Yes.
Like, you know, oh my god, Ollie Murs! Yeah.
How did this happen?
Scott Mills?
Is this, am I really dreaming? Am I eyes open? Am I closed?
Yeah. Is that Lorraine Kelly?
That's got to be quite an amazing but emotional thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, your eyesight, we had Peter White, who's with us, who's a Radio 4 DJ, who's blind, who I have the utmost respect for because he did this whole 100-kilometre trek with us.
Yeah.
In the dark. I mean, for me, I tried to shut my eyes for 5 seconds to see how I was going, and he smashed my head into a tree.
Yeah, terrifying.
So, for him to complete it, and really and truly, he was just like, I just want to get from A to B. I want to broadcast my show, let everyone know what's going on, and we're raising the money. It wasn't like the token blind guy who was on the trek, and I think it was one of the most important things to get across. He was like, I'm here with all of you as trekkers to get to the end. So when you had all of this going on, and he was giving an insight to people about how it is to be blind, you know, and so to see to have other people regaining their sight, it's phenomenal. I mean, it was amazing.
A lot of people have trachoma in the area you were walking around in, and it's basically your eyelids turn inside out. Is that right? So your eyelashes are sort of scratching your eyeballs.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? It's 5p for the treatment for, like, conjunctivitis.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And it's repeated conjunctivitis. So after a period of time, like, it gets to the point where the eyelids turn in, eyelashes start digging into... You mean you get one eyelash
in your
eye, the pain that causes. Well, imagine just all of them just digging in, and then after a while, it keeps scratching, like if you kept scratching your window pane, after a while it gets so clouded that you become blind. And it's such a easily preventable.
Yeah.
But also easily fixed, you know, by all accounts.
But the problem is, in the later stages, it gets to a point where you'll be blind completely. You can't reverse it. So it's trying to catch it before it gets too far.
Because, Craig, you text me before you went on this trek and you went, oh, I've been asked to do this challenge. Chris, we've had that phone call and they go, we've got a mad idea.
Yeah.
Will you do it? And you were like, I don't know if I should go. And I was like, yeah. I guarantee you will love it, and it will not only will you feel amazing because you're going to go out and raise loads of money, but it will sort of change your life in a selfish way as well. It's a really nice perspective shifter and an amazing bonding experience. Absolutely. And you loved it.
I wanted to know,
did you love it though, or was it an amazing experience? Because they're two different things, and I'm not being a smart ass, but
I know,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what, going into it, I mean, like, even the reason why I text you was because I wanted to know, was it going to be a pampered experience of being out in the desert?
And
you're going to visit some different places, and you know what you're going out there for, but actually, you kind of looked after nice tents, everything's great. Yeah. It's cool. And when you said, look, the Kilimanjaro trek was serious, there was no games involved. It was like, I mean, even the fact of how bad you got when you were, like, climbing the mountain.
Peeking behind
so
the rock.
At that point, I was like, I want to do this, because it was just like, I think I can give so much to the group of people. I knew he was going as well.
Right. It's a proper challenge,
and
isn't it?
You know what? It was a life-changing experience because you leave your phones at home. You go
forget
on
this, that. I couldn't do that.
There you go.
I brought my phone with me.
Well, yeah, the best service. I mean, you're the top of a mountain.
No, do you know what? Weirdly, it doesn't work like that. It was in and out. And as well,
I had none the whole time.
My phone got well proper mashed up from going up that silly mountain.
It's not the best place.
Never worked the same since.
Because you didn't. Because I loved Kilimanjaro.
Still got the same phone.
No, I had to get a new one. Seriously, it went really skewy.
You weren't. Now you've come back. You weren't sure if you loved it. It was just an experience. Kilimanjaro.
I didn't love it.
Yeah, because I didn't like the cycle. I'll be honest. It's an experience, but I didn't enjoy it. But Kilimanjaro, I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
No, well, you're mad. It's nuts. It's stupid.
You thought it was a great. Well, I mean, like a life changing experience, but you didn't actually enjoy it.
See, I'd do it again.
I wouldn't. It was intense.
Don't do it, Craig. Don't do Kilimanjaro.
Do Kili, Craig.
It's rubbish. Don't do it.
If we can change a couple of people's life, I'm up for it.
You'll do it. Yeah. Okay.
After doing that.
So the show's on tonight. We've all got to watch. I'm really excited to see. I want to see these operations because I've heard from something like you and, you know, and Scott and stuff how amazing they are. I also want to see if it looked harder than Kilimanjaro, to be fair. Well,
you're just getting competitive now, aren't you? That's what it's all about.
I'll
with
be watching
you.
My mountain is harder than your desert. I've never said that before.
We'll be tuned in. Is Craigie sticking around? Is he hanging around for a little bit?
Yeah.
Can he stick around for a bit?
Can I ask a question?
We've got loads more to talk
about.
Can
I ask a question?
Hear me.
Did you cry?
I did well up. Two moments. One with the treatment, when the guy got his eyesight back, I was just like, this is amazing. And the other time was actually when Lorraine Kelly was getting a phone call from her. You know, when you called in?
I welled
up when her daughter started talking to her, and she started crying, and I was just like, and then my mum came on the phone, and I was just trying to keep it together. It was a really beautiful thing that you did, because it made all the difference on that day, because everyone was really feeling it. Mm. So to have all the family members call in, it was just perfect, and I did well up twice.
A little bit of encouragement for you just to carry on.
It was amazing. Really so good, so thank
pleased
you.
It helped.
A good cry lets things out.
I think. Absolutely.
Are we going to get your mum to call in and sort of give you a little message during this radio
marathon? Oh, please don't. God. You've got to be kidding me. All right. Oh, look, it's Craig David. Come on.
You haven't lost it.
Can you fill me in?
You will in a minute.
Never left me, Craig. Craig David, fill me in.
That is a tune. You know what? You know, you've got this Radio 1 Twitter feed thing here. People tweeting things in.
Yeah.
Facebooking. I've got loads of Facebook messages here as well for you.
Questions.
Yeah, loads of questions. Are people just going, oh, I love your music. I love it. Someone put, what's your flavour from Jessica?
What's your flavour? Cheeky. What's your flavour?
What was it like spending time with Ollie Murs? Is he as ace as he seems from Laura?
Don't ask Craig. Craig's in love with Ollie Murs.
Are you? Are you new best friends, you and Ollie?
He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy. He talks a lot.
He's a happy chappy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's definitely cheeky, happy.
Chirpy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Too much at times?
Well, an interesting story when he was like, sort of unfortunately followed through with something when he was up in his hotel room and told the whole sort of bus as he came back onto the bus, which I thought was incredibly funny.
When you say
if you didn't hear it the first, you know exactly.
Follow through, you mean when he has tummy trouble?
And just in case no one heard, he sort of then sort of shouted it again just to let everyone know.
Wow.
It's just he had that. So he didn't hold it back.
Also, he ate an almond for the first time in his life because of you, right?
Well, that's worth £1 in my mind.
He'd never eaten an almond
back
before.
The boundaries.
Do you know what it was? I think it was that he'd never eaten an unsalted almond.
Oh, well. The boy has an olive, for God's sake. Come on, Cal, give him some money.
Fern, last night we got Chipmunk to try some dim sum for the first time.
Oh, lovely dim sum. Did he like it?
No, he hated it. He spat it out.
Okay.
Wow.
Will you marry me, and are you coming to Dubai anytime soon from Natalie?
Money we could donate for that marriage.
Right, so you're saying if enough money is donated, you might marry Natalie.
Interesting. I thought I'd put myself in that one a little bit, haven't I?
Because it kind of really sounded something
illegal.
It did sound a little. Unless if you throw the right amount out there, you never know what could happen.
Yesterday, we said if we got a big amount, then Cornish would take his shirt off. He thought it would never happen, but he had to strip in the street. So you don't say these things unless you want to follow through like Ollie Murs.
He'd have done it for a tenner, though, to be fair.
He'd have get his kit off the Cornish yesterday.
Yeah. What was it like finishing the walk, says someone here on Facebook as well? What was it like at the very end when you'd done it?
Amazing. We walked into the camp and there was just, like, hundreds and hundreds of kids singing all these different songs. And we just, like, we saw all the people we'd met along the way who were having these treatments done. It was just, like, people we'd seen who were blind, who were about to have the treatments done. Next thing, they had the vision back. It was the most amazing
feeling.
That's nice. Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Oh, you know what else we should talk about? You performing with Justin Bieber on stage the other day. How was that?
You know what? It was cool. I mean, his manager, like, gave me a ring. And obviously through the fact that he'd been on your show.
Yeah, I like to take full responsibility for this collaboration.
Really?
Well, Bieber came on the show, you know, when we broke up and then we made up again, me and Bieber. We weren't friends and then we made up again.
Yeah.
And then I said, who do you like listening to? And he said, Craig David. And I went, he's my mate, I'll hook this up. So then I told Alex over here, he works with Craig.
Hi, Alex.
Alex told Craig. And then Craig went on stage with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Where did he go on stage with him?
O2 Arena.
It was
a little surprise for him.
Did you sing with him?
I was going to perform 7 days, go on stage, do the song. And then all of a sudden, I turn around, he's jumped up on stage and he's grinded his little hips.
Are you like, can you stop singing the backing vocals, thanks?
He was a bit worried about sort of singing Making Love in the song. I think he was a bit like, is the demographic right for me to be here with this?
What, in case he's
making
tea?
Just a little.
Yeah. Well, we were making soft drinks.
We were holding hands. Was it good fun, though? Was it nice?
Yeah, it was wicked. I mean, this screaming fans is ridiculous.
Oh, it's insane.
I mean, the age group that go to his shows, I mean, it's deafening and it's consistent throughout.
Are you going to hang out with the Biebs now? Are you mates?
I mean, we know each other now.
That's a no.
That's a no.
Come on, Craig.
You haven't
just say
nah.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, sort of like hanging with like a 17-year-old kid.
You haven't caught Bieber fever.
I mean, he, like I said, he was a lovely kid. Mm. And I hope he just managed really well, because I mean, like, you have all this incredible amount of like
crazy
success in this short period of time. I mean, there's many years that you hope he keeps his head straight. Yeah,
could be a nightmare, couldn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, like, shave your hair off completely. You never know what
happens. Exactly, you don't know. Also, you've got a screening tonight, right, at your house for all the trekkers to come round to watch the TV. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, I invited like the trekkers to come round and just have one place to watch it, rather than we were kind of thinking, where's it going to start? Just come round mine. So we're going to come round mine, watch it, 9 p.m.
He doesn't go to
BBC
One.
Are you going?
If I can finish the rehearsals today in time and I get everything done, I'm going to pop over to watch it.
Oh, nice. And, well, have fun, won't you?
You're more than welcome to come.
I'll be here.
He'll be here still.
Well, that's mean. You've got to set this. No, well, I can't change the parameters of your world record.
Tell you what, if this guy plus it, we'll come straight round as soon as we finish
this. Yes, because you'll love us after 52 hours.
Yeah. Craig!
4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Curtain's twitching. He's in there, Dave. He's blooming well in there.
He does a good spread, Craig does. He always puts on a good spray.
Yeah, that's none of my business,
time,
Fern.
You know, we don't even... Fern, we're not even into yoga.
Okay. Moving on. Craig, thank you for coming in. We'll have to do the big five in a bit, I think, won't we? So we won't have to kick you out, Craig. I'm sorry.
Nice. Don't say that.
Well, I'm sorry, Craig.
There's other ways you could have said about, like, would you like to leave the studio?
No, please leave.
Kicking out is fine.
Mm. Any way you need to leave, just please leave.
Okay.
Thank you, Craig David.
Thank you. Can I play the beginning and fill me in again?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Can you feel me in? It's nice. Where's your maracas, Dave?
Hey,
I've lost some.
Say the words.
I don't know the words, but
really?
I saw when that song was out, Craig used to do a wicked like live acoustic version. It was you and a guy on guitar, and it was brilliant.
Fraser T. Smith, who's now gone on to do amazing, like produce like. Mark, not Mark Morrison, but the other Morrison. Which he's going to be like, which Mark
James,
Morrison?
Not Jim Morrison.
How did I do that? When did I do that? James Morrison to Tyra Cruz, Britney Spears right now.
He's Morrison Supermarket.
Morrison everything. He's got
more reasons for
his house now.
But no, you did that on loads. You did it on our show. You did loads of Radio 1 shows and then like the Big Sunday and stuff. And I remember that used to be a real tight. You used to get really into it. And the guy on the guitar used to really go for it. And just go, bang, bang, like that.
And the raps and the whole thing.
All of that. I must have seen you do that like literally tens of times, different events. Mm. That was
it's
a
good
big
version.
Hit.
Always good.
That was like, I tell you, it's something interesting, right? Very quickly. It might be interesting only in my head, so if I'm a bit delirious, please tell me.
We are 29 hours in.
Fill Me In was what year? 2000?
2001. Yeah.
Right. And about that time, right, the two biggest acts in the UK at that year were Craig and Eminem.
Wow, yeah.
I remember we were talking about it with Clive, our mate Clive Warren. He was saying, doesn't it just show you the difference, right? So you get Eminem, which was like, he was really kind of going for it and fierce. And then you've got Craig, which is all the smooth, suave, sophisticated stuff.
Yeah.
But though you two were the biggest things in the UK in 2001.
It was like Craig David fever, like Bieber fever back in the day then, wasn't it? It was like, it was girls screaming 24/7, chasing you around the streets.
It was that same feeling that was my first arena show. The screaming was deafening, I have to say. It was amazing.
Wowza.
Amazing time.
Love this tune.
All right.
I love the way you do it.
Come on. Can you feel me?
It's when you do the verse.
Yeah,
you kill the verse. Go for it.
I said no thanks.
So now
no thanks, love, you're rough as.
Your breakdown is manifesting itself through the medium of R&B.
Should I shut up and move on?
Yeah, let's play some songs. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, guys.